So, what are you asking me? Harley said. Are you asking me for drugs? If you want drugs, there are drugs. There's alprazolam, that's your Xanax generic, or lorazepam. You've got your diazepam and diazepam. It's not a cooking spray, it's Valium. There's a huge list of anti-anxiety prescriptions out there, some better than others, some downright dangerous. We don't use barbiturates anymore, too addictive, sometimes fatal. There's various herbal remedies, if you're into that sort of thing. Or, I don't know whether you've considered something like this before, but you could just lighten the fuck up. Harley's not your average doctor. He's more of a friend, with a medical degree, and a successful practice, and an examining room which I happen to be sitting in at this moment, somewhat under duress. Harley and I were buddies back in high school, and lost touch a bit while I went to college for an English degree, and he went off to medical school. Hey, I would say to him when we occasionally ran into one another, just what kind of a job do you expect to get with a medical degree? Years later, he became my doctor. This appointment hadn't been my idea. It had been my wife Sarah's. And idea is probably the wrong word. Ultimatum would probably be a better one. Go see Harley, she said, or I'm going to call a divorce lawyer, or smother you in your sleep. The threat about the divorce lawyer didn't worry me that much. Sarah has a low opinion of the legal profession, and would probably choose sticking with me over engaging the services of one of its members. But the smothering me in my sleep thing, that seemed within her range of capabilities. The thing is, Harley continued, leaning up against the paper-covered examining bed, there's a lot of shit to deal with in life. And sometimes that's just what you have to do. Deal with it. You're not the only one with a teenage daughter, you know. Mine's 22 now, seems to finally have her head on straight, but 2 years ago she was too busy boffing some out there art student to study for her midterms. The guy did a show of sculptures made from raw meat. He had to go early. I can't seem to help it, I said. I worry. I worry all the time. It's the way I'm hardwired. Sometimes I let it get the better of me. I know, Harley said. I watch the news. And I've been trying to do better, honest to God, but this thing with Angie... How old is she now? 18. Harley's eyes rolled, remembering. And what did you do, exactly? She'd promised to be home by 1 a.m. She was going out with some guy from where she worked for the summer at the pool store. She sold chlorine and algicide and tested water samples. And there was this guy who worked there, a young kid who went around the neighborhood maintaining people's pools for them. Yeah. So she started going out with Pool Boy. This is what you called him? Pool Boy? Not to his face, or to Angie. It was just a name I had for him, is all. Anyway, she was out with him one night, and I was already awake around midnight, and sometimes if I'm up that late, I'll stay up and make sure she gets home okay. I'll read, but if I read in bed, it keeps Sarah up with the light on, so I went down to the living room, stretched out on the front couch right by the front door, so I'd be there when Angie got home. Even if I nodded off, I'd hear her when she got in. Go on. Well, I guess I did doze off, and when I woke up, it was 2:30 in the morning, which meant Angie was way past curfew, way past when she said she'd be home. So I got up, went into the kitchen, and called her cell, but couldn't get an answer. So, knowing you, you did what you do best, Harley said. You panicked. I did not panic, I said. I went out looking for her. I knew where Pool Boy lived, he lives with his parents, and what kind of car he drove, so I drove over there. And the whole house is dark, except for one light in the basement. Not a good sign, Harley said, nodding slightly.